Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
One of the amazing things about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in the Quran, who is the most spoken about prophet in the Quran, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us everything about Musa alayhi salam, from his emotions, to his thoughts, to his game plans, to his actions, to how he feels after something takes place. And so when you look at the person of Musa alayhi salam, you are given the full spectrum. Allah azza wa jal tells us about how he was preparing for an incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the very real human emotion of anxiety before an incident will take place. Allah tells us about Musa alayhi salam's emotions while he is in the middle of the most heated encounters that we have ever witnessed. And Allah azza wa jal tells us about his relief and his praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after it is all done. And so you will find of this prophet, Musa alayhi salam, that there is a toolkit when he goes into some of these moments of great pressure, and a healthy level of self-doubt. Not doubt in Allah azza wa jal, not doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having the tools that are necessary for him to be able to conquer the moment, but self-doubt to the extent that he goes above and beyond to prepare himself. And so even in the words, which are not unique to him, when he meets Al-Khadr alayhi salam, Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin, you will find me insha'Allah to be amongst the patients. You find that when his future father-in-law speaks to him, Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-salihin, that I will honor the contract with you, O Musa, you will find me insha'Allah to be amongst the righteous. You will find me to be up to the mission, up to the integrity that is required for the moment. When Ismail alayhi salam speaks to his father Ibrahim alayhi salam, you will find me, O my father, insha'Allah min as-sabirin. You'll find me, God willing, to be amongst the patients. They all recognize that they were entering into a very difficult moment, something that might challenge what they have already set out to do. And they put their trust entirely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see them through that moment. And subhanAllah, with Musa alayhi salam, when he says to Al-Khadr alayhi salam, Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin, you will find me insha'Allah to be amongst the patient, he was sincere. He truly wanted to meet the moment. But as things started to unfold before him, Musa alayhi salam slips. It's not a slip into sin. It's being too hasty with trying to get the answers of the situation. And every time Al-Khadr challenges him and tells him that, didn't I tell you, لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا, that you will not be able to be patient with me, he once again renews, yes, I will be patient. This time I'll be patient. This time I will be patient. What the ulama speak about in this regard, as you dissect these sentences from the prophets of Allah, is that no matter how much you spiritually condition yourself for the circumstance, for the moment, you don't actually know how you're going to act in the moment. And that's why the most frequent dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has the least to worry about, the one who is forgiven for his previous sins, for his future sins, for anything that has come before and anything that comes after, the best of Allah's creation, his most frequent dua is, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O turner of hearts, make my heart firm on your religion. And the firmness that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about is not one that is like our firmness, because the Prophet ﷺ does not have the potential to commit the types of sins that we're capable of committing. But, O Allah, allow me to perfect the response in the most heated of moments. O Allah, keep me upon that which is most blessed, most beloved to you, when the most difficult of circumstances arise in the future. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognizes that no matter where you arrive, there is always the potential to slip. And there is still a ways to go in order to reach what Allah Azza wa Jal has made you capable of reaching, even in the most heated of circumstances. So what's the toolkit? And why is this so relevant to us right now? We're seeing a world around us fall apart. And we're seeing, subhanAllah, in the people of Gaza, a people that have clearly prepared themselves for the moment. And Allah Azza wa Jal has put them through conditions that mirrored, to an extent, the condition they are in right now, except that it is multiplied. But they have already played out in their minds the scenario that they are in right now. And so when you hear their responses, their perfect responses, to these grotesque moments of genocide, know that there was a spiritual conditioning that preceded that moment. That moment was already rehearsed in their minds over and over and over again. And so for the rest of us, we live in an era of fitna. We live in an era of trial and tribulation. We live in an era of great uncertainty, where things might happen tomorrow that we would have never anticipated. And for some of us, we're starting to think about these major signs of the Day of Judgment. Not just the minor signs, but the potential onslaught of the major signs of the Day of Judgment, and how we respond to that moment. And it's important for us to recognize that just because if the Mahdi were to come out in your time doesn't mean that you're going to be amongst those that are worthy of following him. That just because you have at least recited the dua, maybe in passing, of A'udhu bika min fitnat al-Masih al-Dajjal, I seek refuge in you, O Allah, from the trial of al-Masih al-Dajjal. Maybe not thinking about it as you say it at the end of your salah, hopefully at the end of every salah, doesn't mean that you'll actually be able to resist his fitna, his temptation, if you show up in front of him. In fact, some of the scholars say that that is one of the dimensions of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا تتمنى لقاء العدو. Don't wish to meet your enemy. Don't wish to meet your enemy. Now here's the thing. The Sahaba were prepared. The Sahaba had the intention to always be alongside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi sabilillah. The Sahaba always looked towards the potential worst circumstances, and they were living an entire period of uncertainty. 23 years of uncertainty alongside the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where a new enemy from within or without will suddenly attack, where a circumstance will arise. But even then, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, don't wish for the most adverse of circumstances. Instead, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself with the right conditioning that's necessary. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a thabat, for firmness. And then be mindful of the reward that exists at the end of that moment, should you find yourself in the thrust of that moment. There is something profound to this idea of not trusting your future self. There's something deeply profound about it. And self-doubt is a slippery slope, because there's a level of self-doubt that will simply breed insecurity, and a person will simply say, well, I'm done. There's no way. It's going to come and my iman is going to be taken away from me at the time of death. It's going to come and I'm not going to be ready for it. And there is a level of self-doubt that leads you to over-prepare for the moment. To over-prepare for the moment, to rehearse circumstances in your mind, to put yourself in those positions mentally constantly. And that greatest test is the test of death itself. You won't be tested in life with anything greater than the test, the moment of death itself, when the soul is actually exiting the body. And if the believer is preparing for that every single day, then everything under it will naturally be prepared for. And subhanAllah, you'll find that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam connected, seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min fitnatil qabr wa min fitnatil masih ad-dajjal. I seek refuge in you, O Allah, from being asked in the grave, from the trial and tribulation of the grave, and I seek refuge in you, O Allah, from the difficulty of al-masih ad-dajjal. And you think about what's the connection between al-masih ad-dajjal appearing right before you and the angel of death appearing in front of you. It's that the situation can become so overwhelming that if you're not deeply based in what you claim to know, then your knowledge will escape you under the heavy pressure that you're in that moment. And in terms of life and the world of deception that we're in, nothing would be more deceptive than a Masih al-Dajjal in front of you. And in terms of your senses leaving you, if you're not deeply based in that knowledge, deeply conditioned in iman, deeply conditioned in faith, when the angels are in the grave and they ask you, man rabbuk, in that type of scenario, who is your Lord? And they proceed to ask you the questions. You can't look around. There are no clues. There is nothing to search here. It's whether or not you've conditioned yourself enough in it to be able to answer from a place of spiritual reflex. You immediately can answer because you've conditioned yourself for that moment. And we also take from this that in the case of Musa alayhi salam, and in the case of all of these great people that came before, the prophets and the righteous ones before us, that they built their toolkit. What was their toolkit like? First and foremost, look at Musa alayhi salam's dua when Allah azza wa jal tells him to go forth to meet the Fir'aun. قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلِلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. It's like he doesn't entrust to himself a single element of this affair. Oh Allah, expand my chest. Not, alhamdulillah, I'm a prophet, I've already been through a lot. I went through the Nile River, I went through fleeing death and being a fugitive and being a refugee here. I went through this difficult situation. He doesn't trust his own chest. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Expand it for me, O Allah. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Not that I've been through difficult things before, so I don't need your taysir, your easing of the affairs. No, I need you to ease the affair as well.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Not that I've represented myself in difficult situations before and I think I know what to say if I find myself here. Ya Allah, untie the knot. Let it flow properly. Let me say the word that is pleasing to you at that moment of great difficulty. SubhanAllah, if you took this dua and you assigned it to the moment of death, or you assigned it to the moment of great distress, it fits each and every single one of them. What do you want? You want the clarity, the ease, and the ability to say that word that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the moment of great duress. He also teaches us to have in our toolkit that righteous company. As the scholars say, when it comes to fitna, be with the righteous or be alone. But there is no third option. Be with the righteous or be alone, but there is no third option. If you realize with Musa alayhi salam, وَجَعَلْ وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِي, grant me my brother, let me have Harun with me. When Musa alayhi salam goes out to Al-Khadr, he takes with him Yusha alayhi salam, Yusha bin Nun. There's a righteous companion. If you can find a righteous companion, then be with that righteous companion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to this in the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and be amongst those who are truthful. When Allah azza wa jalla says, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum bilghadati wal 'ashi yuriduna wajha. Keep yourself patient with those, right, who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. So you can't just say, you will find me insha'Allah to be amongst the sabireen, but you don't have sabireen around you, people that teach you sabr around you. You can't just say, you will find me insha'Allah to be amongst the sadiqeen, the salihin, but you're not ma'as sadiqeen wa salihin today. You're not with the righteous and the truthful people today. So you have the dua in your toolbox. You have righteous company in your toolbox, or you're alone. But the point is that there is no third option. But you prepare that moment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You also find in Musa alayhi salam again, do not trust yourself, trust Allah. Do not trust yourself, trust Allah. The Sahaba mastered this. So when Al-Qadi Abu Layla says that I saw amongst the Sahaba, tens of them, 70 of them, every one of them, يَتَّهِمُ نَفْسَهُ بِالنِّفَاقِ. Every one of them interrogates himself, accuses himself of hypocrisy. Does that mean that the Sahaba were not striving for righteousness, or they saw that in themselves was a potential that they feared? That they don't know what the future holds, and because they don't know what the future holds, they don't know what their future selves will be. And it's that fear that actually kept them straight. As the scholars mention, خوفك من سوء الختام, that the fear that you have, من سوء الخاتمة, from a bad ending, دليل على حسن الختام, is actually the reason by which you have a good ending. Your fear of a bad ending is the reason by which you have a good ending. Because you've thought about it so many times and you want to make sure that you don't end up in that space. And so you don't trust yourself. You trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you realize that circumstances can bring out these dormant spiritual diseases inside of us that we didn't even know exist within us. And so you always accuse yourself. You always interrogate yourself. Again, not to paralyze yourself, but to take that trust you have in yourself and to relegate it to a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fear the slip-up as much as you fear sin. You fear a zalla, that you can slip in a moment. And because you fear that slip-up, then you study those who have slipped up before you and those that are slipping up around you. And you say, how can I make sure that I don't find myself in the same situation as those that slipped up before or those that slip up now? And you know what else? You don't mock those who have fallen. Because if you taunt the people that have fallen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you with falling yourself. Instead, you internalize the slip-ups around you. You have a friend that went astray. You have a colleague that you knew, even when you got older, and you say, subhanAllah, I remember this person used to be this way, I remember this person used to be that way. I remember this person used to come to the masjid. I remember this person used to speak this way. I remember this person used to dress this way. I remember this person used to worship this way. I remember this person, this person, this person. Don't mock that person. Instead, ask Allah for al-afiyah. Ask Allah to be spared. And ask yourself, what happened? What happened? So that you yourself can be on guard as well. Because you're not just supposed to fear the slip-up, you're supposed to study the fallen and say, what do I do to make sure that I don't find myself in that same situation? The other thing that we take from this, dear brothers and sisters, is what the ulama mentioned of the smaller istiqama before the greater istiqama. The smaller istiqama before the greater istiqama. The word istiqama means to stay firm. To stay firm. And it was the most frequent dua of the Prophet ﷺ, to stay firm. And there is always a minor manifestation and a major manifestation. And so, that a person would increase iman and ma'i imanihim, faith upon faith. Just because you have faith does not mean that you have enough faith. That a person will increase from sabr to a greater level of sabr. Just because you can be patient in some things doesn't mean that you don't have ways to go in the school of patience. And there, every single virtue in Islam has a layer that is yet to be achieved by you. Istiqama is no difference. And what istiqama looks like in the minor sense, in the smaller sense, subhanAllah, when you look at the way the scholars speak about it, it's the spiritual reflex. The spiritual reflex. Meaning what? Can you resist the minor urges in your life? Can you resist the urge to argue over something small? Can you resist the urge to complain about something small? Can you resist the urge to look at something haram? Can you resist the urge to speak that word in that moment? Can you resist these urges? Can you control these urges with circumstances that aren't incredibly devastating? And if you learn that, then you're preparing yourself for a moment. But I give you an example. You know, subhanAllah, you're watching people lose limbs on a daily basis. You're watching people lose homes on a daily basis. If something were to rip in your favorite shirt, coffee spills on it, how much does that ruin your day? How are you going to learn to respond with the right spiritual reflex when Allah Azza wa Jalla tests you with a body part if you can't respond with the right spiritual reflex, when Allah tests you with the garment that covers it? Your phone breaks, your laptop falls. Do you just curse and yell and scream and it's the worst thing that happened in the world? What are you going to do if Allah Azza wa Jalla tests you with your car, with your house? Right? So it's the spiritual reflex. And Allah Azza wa Jalla always speaks about the spiritual reflex in the conditional. أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who, when they are tested with tragedy, their reflex is immediately, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we belong and to Allah we return. Those who immediately say Alhamdulillah for small things, then they'll say it for large things. إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. When they fall into a sin, they will remember Allah Azza wa Jal and seek forgiveness for that sin. How strong are your spiritual reflexes? And you have to be practicing them every single day with the smallest things in life. With the smallest things in life, so that when the major test comes, your reflexes will still be sound. Your spiritual condition will kick in the moment of crisis, when you need it most. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from that moment. So subhanAllah, you think about, what's your spiritual muscle memory? What's your spiritual conditioning? How do you respond? And how do you interrogate yourself every day and say, how did I respond to this? How did I respond to that? How did I respond to that blessing? How did I respond to that test? How did I respond to that irritation? How did I respond to this? And do better the next day. Do better the next day. Do better the next day. Until you find yourself in a situation where Allah Azza wa Jal tests you with something that is far greater. The last thing that I will say to you, dear brothers and sisters. Ad-du'a, ad-du'a, ad-du'a. Ad-du'a. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. When you listen to the words that the Prophet ﷺ was using, he wasn't teaching Sahaba du'as for protection that he wasn't making for himself. He himself was making those du'as with tears, alayhi salatu wasalam, dripping from his eyes. And so when you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect your faith, when you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you firm upon iman, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Oh Allah, do not let our hearts go astray after you have guided us. When you make these du'as, like at the end of your salah, don't think, you know, Alhamdulillah, I'm way beyond this. No. The Sahaba were making du'a to die Muslim. The best generation of Muslims that ever lived were making du'a to die Muslim. That's the baseline. And Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, I've seen people in their oldest age lose their iman in the last moments of their lives. Subhanallah. He mentions a man who used to come to the masjid every single day until his 80s. And then his son passed away and he lost it. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal with a sense of desperation and vulnerability that it could happen to me. But I trust you, O Allah, not myself. And I have husn al-dhan in you, O Allah. I have a good assumption of you, O Allah, to keep me firm if I'm trying to be firm, but I don't trust my own toolbox because I know that these tools are only successful to the extent that you bless them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqama when we need it most. May Allah grant us firmness when we need it most. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm in every circumstance upon that which is pleasing to Him. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin. Fastaghfiru innahu al-ghafurur rahim.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.